Hachette Audio presents Lost Souls at the Neptune Inn. Written by Betsy Carter. Read by Molly Parker Myers. For Susan Camel. But home was a dream, one I'd never seen till you came along. Jason Isbell, Cover Me Up. Part 1. Like a piece of shattered glass, New Rochelle slips into New York with its jagged southern coastline butting against the Long Island Sound. The winters are colorless and cold, and the sound turns a discouraging metallic green. But in springtime, cherry blossoms and lilacs perfume the air. The sound becomes a tropical blue, hospitable to the sailboats that pour into its waters. On land, the flouncy three-story Queen Anne's and plain-spoken Cape Cod's come alive with the sound of lawn mowers and the smells of fried chicken. In this congenial suburb, Geraldine and Earl Wingo ran the bakery founded by her parents, Shore Cakes, the oldest bakery in town. The smell of melting butter and cinnamon oozed from its whitewashed facade. Strawberry shortcakes and chocolate cookies filled the shelves, and its walls were covered by photographs of New Rochelle sunsets and various shots of a humpback whale that once swam so far inland that the New York Times even sent a photographer. Both her parents were gone now, but Geraldine still had her mother's Italian looks, olive complexion, midnight black hair, and dark whirlpool eyes. With her feisty nature, she was the opposite of soft-spoken Earl, whose pale blue eyes played like chimes against his milk-white skin and wavy blonde hair. The young Wingo's story seemed a happy one, in a happy place, hardly worth telling, until on an early March afternoon in 1929, as the sky turned black and a hollow wind blew through town, Geraldine gave birth to a girl baby. Geraldine was in labor for 3 hours, easy as these things go. After that, easy went the way of the wind. Chapter 1. It was Earl who wanted a baby. At 20, Geraldine wasn't ready to give herself up to a child. Once the prom queen of New Rochelle High, she tended to herself with the fastidiousness of a cat. Each day she massaged Pond's cold cream into her skin and
Sample complete. Ready to continue?